We continue now with the second act of the Screen Director's Playhouse presentation of Next Time We Love, starring Jimmy Stewart and Eleanor Parker. Months sped by for Chris and Cicely. A play was a hit, and she was in for a long run. As for Chris, he had made the big jump. He had realized a life's ambition and had just become a foreign correspondent. Cicely and he were at a table for two at the Chez Mignonette, celebrating the occasion. On the surface, everything appeared just about perfect, but...
Chris.
What, dear?
I don't think I'd better go with you next week.
Not go to England with me, but we agreed.
I know, but I've been thinking about it very hard.
Well, hey, what's all this about? You're not going, but why?
Well, one thing is the money, my passage over with.
But I'll be getting a good salary.
Well, it isn't only the money, darling. After all, you're starting a new job. You shouldn't have to have me on your mind.
I've done all right so far with you on my mind.
Yes, I know, but... Oh, Chris, don't talk about it tonight anyway.
What's the real reason you don't want to go?
I told you.
No, there's something else.
Well, I guess it's the same reason I don't want to ask Mr. Jennings to give someone else my part.
Are you kidding?
Well, after all, I did get good notices, and I had such a good start, it seems ashamed.
Yeah, the notices were good, weren't they? Well, that's a pretty good story. Newspaper man marries actress, the paths diverge.
Chris, I thought you were glad about my working.
Well, it was all right while we were waiting for a break.
You mean while you were waiting for a break? I think I'd like a drink, please. As long as we're supposed to be having a good time.
I think you've had about enough.
If I hadn't told you, you wouldn't have known I had any. You're just being unreasonable.
I'm perfectly reasonable. But I guess it's my own fault. I should have known what would happen if I let you go on the stage.
Let me.
Well, I encourage you then. I couldn't help it if you got stage struck.
Stage struck? Me? Well, now, how could I be stage struck when I'm already on the stage?
I don't know. A couple of critics flatter you, and then you go crazy.
Well, last I see things in their true light.
Now, what's that? A line from the play?
Chris, would you mind lending me a dollar, please?
Not at all, certainly.
Thank you. I'll pay you back tomorrow. I'm going home. By myself.
Wait. Cicely, wait a minute. Oh, darling, don't cry. Gee whiz, what happened to us?
I don't know.
Well, that wasn't me saying all those things. But just the thought of leaving you and coming so suddenly the way it did, it just made me sick all over. Well, what's it going to be like when I really have to be without you?
Shh. Oh, Chris, I want to say something to you, and I don't know how... Am I all you want of women in the world?
You're all I'll ever want of women in this world.
And there's nothing can hurt us, my Chris. Because you're all I want of men. I'm going to miss him, Tommy. I'm going to miss him terribly.
I know. Cigarette? Cicely, I suppose you know what you're doing, but... just whose career are you thinking of, his or yours?
It isn't altogether a question of careers, Tommy. It was simply that I didn't think I'd be of much help to him in England.
Oh, can't quite believe that.
Well, if I were more or less sick for months and he had to worry about doctors and where to get milk for the baby...
What? Naturally, Chris doesn't know.
Certainly not. And you must promise not to let him know.
Well, do you really think his career, or any career for that matter, is that important?
I don't know, Tommy. The time it seemed right, maybe. Maybe I've done something I'll regret for the rest of my life. All I know is that if I'd told him about the baby, he wouldn't have gone.
Cicely. Sometimes I think you're one of the wisest women I've ever known. And at other times, I think you're just a little girl with a lot of romantic nonsense in her head. And at the moment, I don't know which. months that followed were very difficult for Cicely. Yet she never complained. Her letters to Chris were filled with her own kind of good cheer, but I worried about her. Especially as the time grew near when she was to have her baby. And then suddenly it happened. The baby was born. Cicely was gravely ill. I cabled Chris immediately, and he returned as quickly as humanly possible. But it cost him his job as a foreign correspondent.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, darling. Oh, you crazy kid.
Chris.
Was it really so awful for you, darling?
No, I was looking forward to this moment.
Oh. Oh.
You'd better get over there and get yourself introduced.
Oh. Wow. Oh, hello there, handsome. Wow.
Well, what?
Well, it's a very fine-looking baby, isn't it? Can you touch it?
Its name is Kit.
Oh, yeah, Tommy told me. Well, can I touch him?
You might try.
Gee whiz, he's all warm, isn't he? Sort of like milk toast. Uh-oh, what's that? Did I do that?
Oh, no, he's just beginning to get hungry.
Oh. What do you feed him?
Oh, Chris. Really, darling? Oh. You a college man.
Oh, darling,
You won't ever leave me again.
Never. Never, no matter what.
Not even to go to the office.
No, that can wait.
Any nibbles, mister?
Oh, well, Tommy. How are you? Well, it's been 6 months since I've seen you. Why, how'd you find out I was down here at the aquarium?
Oh, it's your house. The manager told me where you were and that Cicely had gone to the doctor with the baby.
Yeah, he's hatching a new tooth.
Oh?
Yeah.
What are you doing down here, anyway?
I'm waiting for a kiss.
For what?
They kiss the fish. At least they're supposed to.
Well, you look... They do what?
They kiss. I don't know. The fish kiss. Don't ask me why. That's what they sent me down here to find out.
You get paid for this?
Well, yeah, such as it is. A city news bureau.
Oh. Hey, look, see? Those fish are getting together now. You suppose they're going to kiss?
No, they've been... They've been doing that all day. That's just a stall. Yeah.
Hey, tell me, how do you happen to be working for the City News?
Well, my walking out on that London job didn't exactly help when it comes to getting another one, you know. Uh-oh, the fish. Look at them.
Huh?
They haven't done that before. Gee, I wish they'd make up their minds.
Maybe they're bashful.
Yeah.
Say, Chris, I went down to El Rancho Vegas in Las Vegas for the weekend. It's a great place, and I had a lot of dumb luck gambling, and... Well, I've got more money than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, Tommy. Thanks. You know, this City News Bureau is just temporary. I've got some other things coming up. Publicity jobs.
What sort of publicity
jobs?
Well,
I have a chance to go out ahead of the circus. It's pretty good pay. Of course, I'll have to leave Cicely.
Now, look, how about coming out and having lunch, huh?
Thanks, Tommy. I can't. I'm sorry. I have to wait here for a call. You know how it is. Well, I'll tell you what, though. Cicely ought to be home by now. As a matter of fact... She should be in the park with Kit by now. Why don't you go and take her to lunch?
Yeah, that's just what I'll do. That's a swell idea. Hello, Cicely.
Tommy. Well, how was Hollywood?
No, it was very kind to me. Cicely... Would you mind if I got right to the point? I happen to know that you two aren't having what might be called an easy time. A proposition to make. Look, honey, there are two things you need. Someone to take care of Kit and clothes so you can interview managers. I'd like to lend you money for both. Say $500, huh?
$500?
It's about 3 weeks' salary after you get started.
Oh, Tommy, I'm very grateful to you, but you see, there's Chris.
I know. It would hurt Chris's pride.
Then how could I accept it?
Because in things like this, women are more sensible than men. Cicely, I want to help you two kids. I don't see any signs of a baby carriage around here unless you parked it somewhere. You carried Kit here, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry to be so brutal, but you've got to make some sense.
Listen, Tommy, I honestly don't mind things for myself. It's Chris. He works so hard all day long and all night, too, almost. He comes home tired out, yet somehow he always manages to run up the steps just to show he's not. My heart breaks for him.
Once again, for as many times as you like, how about it?
It's a very attractive proposition, Tommy, but...
I'm going to see Jennings, your old producer, tomorrow, and make an appointment for you. You take care of the new clothes and the beauty parlor, huh?
Oh, Tommy, your efficiency is very comforting.
Oh, well, it's mostly an act. Not to be confused with the really important things Chris can do.
You really mean that, don't you?
What do you think?
I think, Tommy, that if a person in a lifetime achieves one really good friend, he or she is possessed of great riches. Tommy, you've made Chris and me richer than Rockefeller.
Now let's drop in on Bing and Bob, discussing a topic all smokers like to know about.
Bob, do you realize we only have one thing in common?
Hardly enough for a happy marriage, is it? What's that, Bing?
Chesterfields, of course. We both like them, we both sell them.
And we'd better get to selling them now. You know, folks, better tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
How do you know they're mild? Well, you just make our mildness test. You buy them, open them up, and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke a Chesterfield. You'll know it's milder because it smokes milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So, always buy Chesterfield.
Let's sum it up musically.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
Oh ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
You are listening to the Screen Director's Playhouse, the Thursday night feature on NBC's All-Star Festival, brought to you by the makers of Anacin for the fast relief of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, and by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you what every smoker wants, mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. The Screen Director's Playhouse presentation of Next Time We Love, starring the Academy Award nominees Jimmy Stewart and Eleanor Parker, will continue in just a moment after a brief pause for station identification.